The latest in our breakdown heading into the NFL draft, this time the secondary. This guy knows something a little bit about the secondary. Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason will be along in just a second. I'm Phil Milani. Guys, let's start with the top of the class.
Top of the class, again, four guys who stand out in my mind. You've got Minka Fitzpatrick, Denzel Ward, Derwin James, and Josh Jackson. A very, very talented top of the class. Fitzpatrick, to me, Steve, I know we talk a lot about interchangeable pieces, guys who can play corner and safety. And we're also seeing teams now utilize more than just four defensive backs in defensive sets. Fitzpatrick is a guy that you can put all over the field, plays very, very well, played for a national championship winning team in Alabama. So I think that Fitzpatrick, more than any of these guys, stands out. But what do you think?
Well, I think Fitzpatrick is certainly a very special player. He's a guy that can play safety and play corner, but I think he's more suited for the safety position and more in the modes of an Eric Berry. Now, in terms of a pure safety, I like Derwin James from Florida State. He's a very physical guy, a fast guy, would be great covering tight ends for us. I think he's going to have a great career at the next level. He reminds me a lot of Jalen Ramsey, but just he's a pure safety versus playing both positions. Now, at the cornerback position, Denzel Ward out of Ohio State, same school as Bradley Roby went to. He's, I think, the best pure cornerback coming out in this draft. He can play on the outside. He can play in the slot. And, man, he has really good speed. Doesn't get behind much. If he does, he has that catch-up speed.
Well, as a Michigan guy, I know Ward and Jackson gave the Wolverines plenty of trouble. So I have no problem seeing them if they happen to come to the Broncos.
Ward, just the latest Ohio State product. Josh Jackson, didn't mention him a lot, led the nation with 8 interceptions a year ago. Mace, let's send it over to you for some sleeper picks. Mace?
Thanks, Phil. Here with the sleepers at defensive back. And we're going to start with the other Edmonds in this draft. That's Terrell Edmonds out of Virginia Tech. You know about Tremaine. He's probably going to be a top 10, top 12 pick at linebacker. Terrell Edmonds, his older brother, played in the secondary for the Hokies. You can see there, made some plays on the ball there, and watch him here in the end zone against Syracuse with this leaping interception there. But that's not what stands out about Terrell Edmonds. What I like about him is the ability to get in the box, make plays in the pass rush, like right there with that sack against North Carolina. And also, he'll make plays in the box against the run. Very aggressive player. Also versatile. He's played cornerback. He's played rover. He's played safety at Virginia Tech. So you can move him all over the place. I think his best role is going to be as a safety who comes into the box. Maybe he's that sub-package guy, much in the same way the Broncos want to use Sua Cravens. Terrell Edmonds, 217 pounds, can probably add 3 or 4 more pounds at the next level. You'd be talking about him as a chess piece defender, maybe, the way you're talking about Sua Cravens. On to cornerback, and a guy I really like, and I know Steve Atwater likes too, is MJ Stewart out of North Carolina. We had a chance to talk to him and watch him closely down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile in January. You can see there, he can get his hands inside of the snap, be very aggressive. He'll make plays on the ball. Didn't have interceptions like he would want over the last couple of seasons, but still was made at least 11 passes defense in each of his 3 years as a starter for North Carolina. And watch him blow up the screen pass. Braxton Berrios holds him. Doesn't matter. MJ Stewart is in there making the play. He's got great awareness as far as how the play develops, where to go. So he not only can make plays in the passing game, make plays against the run, make plays again in the screen game like that one right there. Outstanding body of work from MJ Stewart. I think he's going to be a value for somebody late on day 2 or into day 3, guys.
Mace, thank you very much, guys. I know the Broncos might be looking to replace a guy like Aqib Talib. This could be a position of need for the Broncos. Steve, I know that you like the guy Mace just talked about.
Yeah, I like MJ Stewart, just like Mace said. We got a chance to see him at the Senior Bowl. Saw him go man-to-man with guys, jamming him on the line of scrimmage. He felt extremely confident and comfortable doing that. And we need another cornerback that can do that. And he fit that bill well. He went out and competed. And looking at his film, he did the same thing on the field. He's a competitor and will bring a lot of fire to that secondary.
Matt, who do you like?
Well, you talked about it. Elite athletes is what we're looking at. You think about replacing a guy like Aqib Talib. You're going to need an elite athlete, somebody who can cover a Julio Jones but can still keep up with a guy like Antonio Brown. I think Isaiah Oliver, I know how much you love that. I think Isaiah Oliver, 6'1", 4.5 in the 40. I think if he were to go into the second round, I think that would be a great pickup. Also, Quinton Meeks out of Stanford, a third or fourth round guy. Another guy, 6'1", has a 39-inch huge vertical leap. I think that this position isn't necessarily a position of need right now for the Broncos, especially when you think about picking up Sua Cravens via trade. Tremaine Brock also signed in free agency. I think that the secondary, you also have Jamal Carter last year, who the Broncos were very high on. I think that this, if the Broncos were to find good value in those later rounds, I think a secondary guy like an Isaiah Oliver would be great.
Yeah, Isaiah Oliver, part of that money gang up in Boulder. Money gang, he could be the fourth player drafted from the secondary from a year ago in just 2 years. So Isaiah Oliver, the latest product coming out of CU. All right, that's going to do it for our position breakdowns. But we have plenty more coverage coming up. Our path to the draft coverage continues. Until then, for Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, and Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milan.